So we're holding on Lamed Aleph, all the way at the bottom line. Okay, so the more we've had different discussions over here, we're going to paskin like that. Reb Nachman and Reb Sheshes, where the bittul is b'fnei shnayim, b'fnei shloish, we pass like Reb Nachman, that the bittul is b'fnei shnayim. Then we had on Lama Gilma Bays that Reb Nachman.
Even with the gap. I just want to make sure.
What?
Even with the get, the bitzel would be effective, if nei shnayim, even with respect to a get.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Because I, some reason I thought that I don't know that they have got that is effective. I guess the limitation.
Not following.
So essentially, we do allow there to be bittul, as opposed to saying no, that, you know, that we're mafkia, that we don't allow bittul. We do allow bittul.
Well, we don't allow bittul, but we say it's effective if it happens.
Okay.
Right. I mean, it's also to do with, but if you did it worse. Then we have the Robert, that Reb Nachman says more broad in Lama Gilma Beis, we pass like Rebbe by one, and Reb Shimon by the other. Reb Nachman says no, we pass like Rebbe by both machlokos, whether bitl or mevutl, or whether if you need to mevatl zeb if nei zeb, we pass like Rebbe the bitl mevutl. We pass like Rebbe that you do not need to mevatl zeb if nei zeb. Okay, and then the Bichus of Nachmeni, that's Abaye, has another name as Nachmeni. So in the Bichus of Gilidai to begin to be passing like Abaye. You can see Rashi, we're holding a Rashi in Lamed Aleph, about 8 lines up. So he gave her the get. Rashi says, Kosov get, Menosin la Rososai. He gave the get to the woman who was just an arusa. Amanas shim la yikones ashloshim yoyim yehi get. That if they don't get to the point of the kenisa to the chuppah by 30 days, he's divorcing her and she can go on. She can move on. So he said hotarachna b'tzarchei chuppah. So I was so busy with all of the arrangements, I didn't have time. I wasn't able to do the chuppah in time. So we said to Ein Tanis Ernest, we have the Gemara in Ksuvas Ein Ernest Begitin, and therefore Vahavi get the Hosek Nachman Damer Leil Bitloy Bitlo Bifnei Shnayim. That the bittul is in front of two. Because the Nachman Nami Bahada Omer Halacha Karebi Bishteyan. That which Reb Nachman argued on Reb Shulva that Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yoshia that we passing like Rebbe by one or Shulva by the other. He said no, we passing like Rebbe by both. Because the Nachmani Abai Damer Gili Daita Megita Lav Milsehi. So Abaye holds guilty died to begin to live milsa. He be passed like Abaye. Zui achas mehilchus mehalachas shal simin yalkagam. This is one of the 6 halachas we pass on like Abaye over Rava, which are referred to as yalkagam. The hilchus of Abaye. Now, why is Abaye called Nachmani? Near Beinai. So we have the Gemara. The Gemara says that Abaye was raised by Rabba, and Rabba's full name was Rabba Bar Nachmani. So there, Melinda Torah Shahaya Yosim, he see a shame Aviv Nachmani. Rabba Stam, who Rabba Bar Nachmani. So we know that Rabba raised him, and Rabba. And we have, there's other rabbis besides Rabba, but Stam Rabba is Rabba Bar Nachmani. And Rabba Bar Nachmani gave Abaye the name Nachmeni, the Zeker, his father. That's the way Rashi says it. If you look at the Gilgamesh Shas from Kibager, he says a different shot. That Oruch Erech Abaye, so he quotes from the Oruch. The Nachmeni Shmoy, that Abaye's name actually was a Nachmeni. V'hoya Barachua the Rabbi, he was actually Rabbi's his brother's son. Rabbi Nachmeni, and Betalmi Day, he was also his Talmud. Kiman the Havi Shmei Nachmeni, Keshemavua the Rabbi Nachmeni, since Abaye had the same name as Rabbi's father. He didn't refer to him as Nachmeni in general because of the kibbutz of aim issue of referring to him by his father's name. So it's like a colloquial almost of father. Because he had the same name as his father, so he called him father. But he called him father with a diminutive. So indicate he's like the little father, as opposed to the big father. So that's how the Oruch understands it. He says he has that Masorah from the Gaonim. That's the pshat.
It's interesting from the standpoint of, you know, first of all, it seems to be consistent with the Sephardic custom of naming the living.
I don't know whether Rabbi's father was alive.
So I was assuming that he had a problem calling him Nachmeni because his father was alive. So the thing, even if he's
not alive.
It's not.
The tzion of the Iron Rambam that a name which is a common name, there's no problem to call some of the name even if that's your father's name. But if it's a unique name, so to call somebody by that name, there's a Rambam. The Rambam said that's a problem. So somebody has, I guess, I would assume that he's saying that Nachmeni was an uncommon name. So it sounds like he's talking about his father when he would say the word Nachmeni because it was such a unique name. So that's the thing. I think that's Rabbi Kibager's suggestion in that parenthesis. Obviously, the Oruch didn't say Ayin Barambam because the Oruch lived about 100 plus years before the Rambam. Yeah, more than that.
Quite interesting. Is even after death, why do you name it that? Like, so you're not going to call him that.
Well, it was his brother named him that. He didn't name him that. You know, so his brother was a Machman of the Rambam. Yeah. Okay. There's another Kivager about this type of issue. Kivager's in Baba Kama and Daf Ayin. He says that there's a name in the Tana, Abba Yossi ben Chalafta. So Dreger says over there something similar, that his Yossi ben Chalafta's son would refer to him as Abba Yossi ben Chalafta, and saying the father's name, but adding the title of Abba, of father, beforehand, adding the title of Kovin, and recognizing it's the father, that's Mutter. So that's why he ended up becoming known as the Gemara as Abba Yossi ben Chalafta. Apparently, some quote him a lot by saying that phrase. So he says him too that in Shulchan Aruch you find such a din that if you say the you can't say father's name, we say it's covered by adding a title to it, so it's mutter. So theoretically, you know, it's almost like saying if you would have said the little father Nachmeni would be mutter, right? You know, he would make the diminutive. We indicate it's not the father. Okay. So the Mishnah. Now, Brishano Hayu Mishana Shmoy Ushmoa Shem Ira Vishem Ira. So if you had a person who had two names and he was known by different names in different places, so they would use the name of the place where they're writing the get, even though the get is being potentially used in another place, either whether they're sending it there or she's eventually going to remarry there and she's going to prove that she's divorced, because, well, my husband so-and-so divorced me. She says, that's not his name. Well, that's what's known over there. So they weren't machped on that. As long as there was one, they gave a valid name, they weren't machped to cover all of the names that he has to prevent any potential lies. Hiskin Rebbe Gamil Hazakin, she akosiv ish ploini, v'chol shum sheyesh loy. Ish ploini, v'chol shum sheyesh loy. They would add in all the names. Min they tikkun oilam. So theoretically, mitzad the dinim of ksivas aget. So the person says, I so and so have divorced my wife, so such and such. The purpose of the names is not so much because we can use it as a shtaraya afterwards, but that should be a clear indication of what his rotzen is. As long as the names are known here as the valid names, so that's a clear declaration of what his rotzen is. That's sufficient. So mitzad the get as a shtar kinyan to effect the act of gerushin, that's sufficient. The idea that we're going to have to add other names is more relevant for the shtaraya aspect of it. Well, we're going to prove that she's the, or potentially if they send the get to another place for gerushin, this could be confusing. So, but you know, even in the kinyan element, but mitzad ikra din, mitzad hilas shtar kinyan, there's no need to write all the names. So Rashi, Rishon Oyim Mishana Shmoy Shmog, Kishoyim Lo Shtei Shemus Echad Kan BeEchad BeMedina Siyam. He was known by two different names in different places. Hayim Megarshu B'Shem Anoig B'Mokim Ksibus Aget. L'Hoyim Makbed Lichtoiv Shneim. They would use the present name. So he added all names. She's going to remarry. And then potentially there's going to be a laws on the children. Well, I don't know. The get's not from her husband because it's the wrong name. So therefore, they wanted to prevent that issue, so they covered all the names.
So do we nowadays put like all the English names, like,
yeah, we put everything there. We put in nicknames, and we put in the other names the person is known by, and nicknames. We're pretty
comprehensive.
Yeah. No, it just means you write it better, that it shouldn't.
No footnotes are allowed.
Well, that's what Gemara is going to say. So, the Gemara. So, Shachale b'nei medina sayam the Rabbi Gamliel. So he's quoting a story. So Shmuel is quoting a story that they sent to Rabbi Gamliel, which is generations beforehand. So they weren't saying something which they knew firsthand. But they had a Masara that Shachal ben Yisayon the Rabbi Gamliel, b'nei Adam Aboyim Misham Lekan. That people were coming from there to Israel, Lekan to Babel, or to Medina Yisayon. Shmoy Yosef, Bekaran Lo Yochanan. Yochanan, Bekaran Lo Yosef. So, there are no more different names, different places. So, Hechim Garshan and Shasem, how could they divorce their wives? Amr Gamil Behiskin, Shiukosin, Ishploini, Behol Shum Shiesh Loi. Ishploini, Behol Shum Shiesh Loi. May take an oil. So, Amr Vashti, Behudis Kazik, betray Shmi, Shmi, Shmei. This Allah, you have to write the. So, the Igorot in the Gemara says, if you just write the quotes, Behol Shum Shiesh Loi, without writing all the names, which we actually do write all the names. But Meikar Din, you're the cutter of Rami Gamliel Zakin, but just writing quotes, so-and-so with all the other names that he's known by. So it means we're recognizing that he has other names that he's known by, and that's sufficient. So comes Ravashi, so this halacha that you have to write, B'chol Shum Sheyesh Loi, is only if we know that he has two names. But we're not mechuyev to put that in if we're not aware of any issues of multiple names. Amalei Rabbi Abba the Ravashi. So Rabbi Abba told Ravashi, Rabbi Mori, Rabbi Elazar, Kaimi Kivaseich, that these other Meroyim agree with your pshat, what you're saying. It's interesting usage over here. Usually that phrase then continues to tell you what Rabbi Mori said or what Rabbi Elazar said also. This Gemara doesn't do that. This Gemara says, you know, you should know, by the way, that these two, why that was important to Rav Ashi, that I'm not, there's an element of Kiddush in it, I guess. And they just, so he support, you should know there are other Amoroyim who should agree with you. Rabbi Elazar was the first generation Amora. Contemporary of Rabbi Yochanan, Talmud Chaver of Rabbi Yochanan, so second generation number. Take about the Ravashi. Surprise is like the Toyel Shtei Noshim, Achas Bihuda Achas Begalil. Beloy Shnei Shemois Echad Bihuda Achas Begalil. He has two wives. One lives in Yehuda, one lives in Galil. And he's known by two different names in Yehuda and Galil. V'girish es ishto shebe Yehuda b'shmoy shebe Yehuda. V'esish shebe Galil shebe Galil b'shmoy shebe Galil. And in Geresh es ad sheyigarish es ishto shebe Yehuda b'shmoy shebe Yehuda b'shem de Galil imoy. V'esish de shebe Galil b'shmoy de shebe Galil b'shem de Yehuda imoy. Okay. So the first part of the Bryce is consistent with what our Mishnah says. You have to put both names in. So even though theoretically it's very clear, in Yehuda he's known by Yosef, and in Megarish his wife in Yehuda with the name Yosef. The wife in Galil, he's known as Yerchanon, so he's Megarish, the wife in Galil with the name Yerchanon. It should be clear, no, they have to write both names. Or recognize that there are multiple names. But then the Brisa says at the end, but if they go somewhere else and he uses only one name, it works. So the Mor says, you need to put both names in. So why we're saying if it goes elsewhere, is one name sufficient? So the Pshat is in Yehuda, they knew that he had a different name in Galil. Galil, they knew that he had a different name in Yehuda. So therefore that requires you put both names in. If he goes to a third place where they only know him by the name that he's known there, and they're not aware that he has other names, so that is not a problem. Shmami not. Chod Yischazik, Chod Lo Yischazik. Shmami not. So the Mor says we have a right to this idea of the difference between if he's Chazik or not. Okay. Ahida Havikara Lo Miriam. Her name was known as Miriam. Uporta Sara. There was a small group of people who referred to her as Sara. When we take the primary name, we write that name and other all other names, that we have to use the name which is she's known by the Rov. Okay. If it's not known here that he has other names, even though let's say the Bezin knows him, it's not a public fact. They do not need to have that phrase. Then later on when it becomes known that he does have another name, the Havi get kosher. So that's not a problem. So we're only required to deal with the name which is known here, and that's what people know him as. They go to a third place. It was not known that he had two names. Yehuda, they were aware of the fact that he has another name in Galil, and that's why if Hutzuchu calls Shmoisam, Shesagatam behen lifneiem, so he needs to include in the get the recognition of all of the names that he has. The Batsa Chazakazidim, we look at what he's known, what is known to us, what's muksuk to us. So over here we know, we're aware of the other name, so that's part of the chazaka. And if not, for the Sora. Mir b'nei Iram ha'yukarven as Shma Sora. She was known by a minority as Sora. So Miriam, circle to beget, shehu, Iker. You have to write the name Miriam in the get, because that's the Iker name. And then you add B'chol Shum the Isla and all other names that she has. So there's just interesting choices over here. We'll touch on a little bit. Who these Chazik betrays Shmi? So Tosfos says, "Shalul the Rabbeinu Tam al Mumer the Bnei Sichavim." Shigiris is Ishtoi. So there was the person who converted out, and now he's known by his non-Jewish name. But it to beget El Hashem Shal Yadus, below Hashem Shal Obi Kichavim. So he has two names. He has used to be known as what his Hebrew name, and now he has taken this other name. So is it a good get? So we're not going to mention it. Maybe Raya. I mean, Amar Bet Tosefta Ger Shashina Shmoy L'Shem Oved Kechavim. The Ger Shmoy is kosher. What did the Bumer the Shem of Yehadus kosher after Chavkila? So now the way he's touching it means the ger who had was known by his non-Jewish name, and now he was Megayer, and he takes a Jewish name. He was not the same from the shem of the chachamim, and he's Megayer with it. It's kosher. No, I'm sorry. He's learning means he was known by the Jewish name, but he used his non-Jewish name there. It's kosher, even though it's not the name that he's known by, because he was known by it once upon a time. So flipping it around, using the Jewish name which he was known by once upon a time is sufficient to be megarish. Okay. Now, because of chanichosa, if they use nicknames, I mean, come on, the kosher. Even though everybody knows him as Yankee, they wrote Yankee instead of Yaakov, so that's what he's known by. So that's sufficient, even though they didn't write Yaakov. Okay, Gav Mefarish was seized in the Perak Basra. The Kalki and the Ki the Das to Yerushalayim Oisim Kain. Hainu Shoyu Koisvin Chanichosu Bechanichosu. So they would write the Chanichot. Now, the Ketanah Braisa, the Besalmuch, the Denim Gresh is not Sheikhtim, shame the Yehuda, shame the Galilima. You have to write both. And here he's saying that they just wrote the Chanicha without the shame Muvik, and it works. You have to write both. It's not better than having two primary names. Using the secondary name by itself is better than, not the primary name, is better than two primary names, not Mistaber. So Zaktoy says that according to the Aruch, the Pshat would be Hanadavka, the Tzchazik, Vishnei Shemus, Bebez Hamakomis, Chad Rokam Aksiba, Vechad Rokam Anasina. So he was known in the two places differently. And the case was that that one was Malkam Ksiba, what was Malkam Nesina. So then we got a problem. So how look, Tony, how you look, Shnei Shemus, Be Yehuda. So why did we pick a case of Yehuda and Galil? Tell me, person, he's not over here, like the worst case, Miriam and Sarah. Right. It must be the case was So if you're sending it from place A to place B, and place B where the get is to be given, then he's not known by the name where he was wrote it, the name which he's using where he wrote it. So when they receive it over there, they're they'll say, who is this guy? He's not the right guy. You see Allah's al banel min hasheni. But if he's known over here by both names, so we say, oh, it's Yankee. Well, it's not Yankee, it's Yaakov. No, we know it's Yankee. So, but he is kosher. So you have to write, it's kosher b'echem and afilu b'chanicha, even if the one you use was the chanicha, not the primary name. It's been given here. You still write the chachil. You need to write both, like we said. Ruba the Miriam, Ruba Miriam, Miuta Sora, Miriam Mekoshim Sheishla. Master the Chad Malkam Karle Lahachi. She was known by both names in one place. Hachi v'Hachi, and you have to write both, even though it's the Ksiva and the Sina are all in the same place, and she's known by both. And but he happened to be kosher by one of the two. But the Chachila, you write both. Master, you shall me alach brisa the Hacha. The Yerushalmi sounds like what we're talking, the Brisa which we're quoting over here, it quotes a little bit differently. It says, Masnisin, Kishahoya Behuda, because of the Garas of Isha Shabbat Galil, because of the Garas of Isha Shabbat Yehuda, and Mahoya Behuda, because of the Garas of Isha Shabbat Yehuda. Raise the Gareshis. Amr Biyosi Hadad, the Tema Bidiyavid, of the Chalkila, Tsarak Litter Shneim. That's all referring to Bidiyavid. In the Chalkila, you have to write both. Okay. Now, Vahacha, in this Brisa, which we just quoted, it says that Shem Malkam and Asina Iker. It says, the Kosel Garz Isha Begalil. Right, so it means that would be the primary name. It's not good enough. You have to add the other name also. It means you put the name of the Malkam Nesina at primary. Another one, Iker. Shemalkam Aksiva Tafel. Kizani Achigarish Isha Shabigalil. Bishmoy Shabigalil. Mishem the Yehuda Imoy. But to Sefta, Tosha says, but the Sefta says the opposite. Oysa Malkam Ksivas Haget Iker. So this is how it says over there, this language of the shame of the Makam Ksiva Zikr. Yesh to Beis Noshim, Achas Begulil, Achas Beyehuda. He has two wives in two different places. Girish Isha Shebehuda B'Shem Shebegalil. Isha Shebegalil B'Shem Shebehuda. Possible. If they use the name from the other place, it's possible. Imamar Ani Ploini Shebehuda. Im Hashem Sheyesh Shebegalil. So he adds the name of the place where he is plus other name. Because of Echem Mehen, or if he's in a third, he's in a different third place, which is only known by one name, and he wrote that one name, it's kosher. The sleep of the dead is not bottled. I feel the cause of shame, kosher. He's Mimagarish, the wife from Yehuda in Galil, Mary. Okay. So the way we're understanding, the primary element of the get is the expression of the person's rotzen to the divorce. That's the primary point. The chashash of the laws is an issue which we need to address. So if he's known over here by one name, that's the name that which he uses as the primary name, because that's he's writing the get here expressing his desire to divorce. So he should use the name which he has over here. But then he adds in the name over there to prevent the issue of the laws. Okay. Okay. Like the Mishnah. She wants to come to collect her ksuba. She needs el b'shua, because she has to swear that she hasn't been, her husband has not given her any part of the ksuba. In general, when you collect from the assignment, the rules, you have to collect with chazak, you have to collect with the, you need a shua. So, but nimnu milahashpia, they were uncomfortable asking her to swear. But on the other hand, she couldn't collect without swearing. So we needed to find a vehicle which would allow her to collect without being mashpia. So the son was saying to their mother or to their stepmother, we're only going to let you collect if you swear to us. They're not going to say that. On the other hand, she can't collect without a shua. So his kumalil hazaken. Shetainu deris the yisaimim kol ma sheyirtzu v'gavik subasa. So they would pick up, they would choose some difficult action. The woman loves tomatoes. She says, if I collected my ksuva, I'm going to eat also in tomatoes. Right? And people take the dorm very seriously. So obviously if she said that and she continues to eat tomatoes, means that she didn't collect her ksuva. So they would pick whatever they felt would convince them that this is serious, and she collected her ksuva with that. Okay. End of that tikkun. Ha'edim mechusim leget b'metikin olam. So that which we have edim signed in a get, we hold mikra din that the get is kosher with edim asira, like Rabbi Lazar. But we have edim signed in the get in case the edim, something happens to edim asira, so we can prove it with edim chasima. His principle of the tikkun olam, and principle was also instituted as a tikkun olam issue of people not lending the more than discuss what the tikkun is.
I understand why it's so uncomfortable for the son to
in that case for the mother to swear, because isn't it Beis Din that's really driving? I mean, they go to Beis Din, and she's trying to get collect her ksuba. So
the Gemara is going to say that there was, it was besides the level of the discomfort, it was a problem, because he's saying she didn't receive any money from the ksuba. There is constant money back and forth between the husband and the wife. You know, there's so maybe some of the money he meant the same ksuba. So it was really difficult to really administer the shua. Even Mitzad the Beis Din, they were uncomfortable giving the shua, because maybe she's going to swear believing that she didn't get, and really that you know, $5 that he put stuck in her pocket, you know, the day before he died, was he meant for the ksuba. So we just left. We made the whole thing. I don't know the right word for it. We had a concern that we couldn't let her swear. Okay, let's hold the Rashi. So I guess the debtor.